Wednesday.
Well, don't worry, because here's the Jimmy and Nate catch-up.
G'day, guys. Welcome to the pod. Welcome to the podcast for the 23rd.
I nearly, instead of Wednesday, I nearly went Christmas Eve Eve.
Well, it is. You can say that. That's fine. I would have been happy if you said that.
You didn't know it's Producer Grace is here. Friends, classic line.
Classic line. So many people on my Instagram have already posted being like, I've waited all year to post this. It's Phoebe being like, happy Christmas Eve, Eve.
You know, I just don't get, Nath, that you never got into Friends. Mm-hmm. It's always one of those things that's...
It wasn't that I wasn't into it. I just never really watched it.
No, but that's
much.
What I mean. Like, you never, there was never an opportunity. Like, your family.
But none of my
didn't...
friends watched it either.
It like, feels like it would be really up your alley.
Yeah. I know. Well, I have seen, I reckon I've seen maybe five episodes. And
Nath's
enjoyed
such a Joey. He's such a Joey.
I'm such a Joey.
Big, muscly.
Yeah, big, muscly.
Stupid.
Yeah. No, he's not stupid.
What is Joey
say? Or Nath?
How you doing?
What are you doing? And
please
it is.
Don't do that.
Friends what? Clap.
You just clap twice.
Hey, I'm Phoebe.
No, none of that is accurate.
Hey, yeah, I'm Ross. I'm a professor.
Paleontologist.
Paleontologist.
Yeah.
All right, here's a fun game. Yeah, go through them. So you've got Joey.
Yeah.
Joey is...
What does he do?
Isn't he unemployed?
No.
Okay.
He has a career.
Yeah, actor.
Yeah, actor.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you've got actor. Cool. You've got Ross, paleontologist. Yeah, or Grace.
I said
Phoebe. Phoebe guitar. I'll give
Isn't
him.
She also a masseuse?
Yes.
Oh.
That's one of the episodes that I watched.
Monica?
When she was keen on the masseuse.
Monica?
Monica. She didn't she work with Rachel?
Nope.
Monica. Mon. What's Monica?
Monica is a fashion.
Nope.
Chef.
Accountant, chef.
Chef.
Obviously, because she makes food for all
she
the
does.
Friends.
Yeah. And she does work in a restaurant as well.
Made that birthday cake for Joey in that episode?
Nope.
You guys obviously haven't seen that one.
Rachel made a cake. Remember the Christmas trifle?
Christmas trifle. Christmas. Maybe you could try that recipe out this year.
Classic trifle, guys. Classic Rachel.
It's one of the best
and
episodes.
And Rachel's in machine fashion or something?
Yes. What
fashion?
About Chandler?
And then leaves Chandler. What does Chandler do?
He works with Rachel.
No.
Not a
He's
word,
a transponder!
What?
That's not even a word!
Glad to see it.
Enjoy the podcast.
Nath, it is it's that time of the week. It's not that time of the year, because this week is Christmas.
Yeah, there's only, what, 2 days?
Two days?
Christmas
Eve tomorrow.
Oh my God, I just realized it's my dad's birthday.
Today?
Continue. Yes, yeah,
today
is
your dad's birthday.
Continue. Yeah, I just realized.
As somebody whose birthdays is so important.
Yeah, if you listen to the show for the first time, Producer Grace makes Nathan and I worship her for about a month.
Mm-hmm. And it's still going.
It's the Festival of Grace, really.
Yeah.
So, have you messaged him?
No.
Nothing.
I just realized just that second.
Well, mate, you're on national radio. You want to say anything?
Happy birthday, Dad.
How heartfelt.
Yeah. It's better than any gift. You broadcasted it out to all of Australia. Shout out to Jace.
There
we
you
love
go.
Him.
Good on you, Jace.
He's banned from the show, though. I can't tell you why. Nath, Christmas Friday, and it got me thinking, you and I do this every year. We're last-minute Christmas shoppers.
Mm-hmm.
Last-minute, like Christmas Eve.
Always have been.
So we're not going to do anything
Sometimes
today.
We're Boxing Day shoppers. That's how bad we are.
Yeah, you wait for the sales. Mm. I'm not an idiot. But look, this year, I want to throw it out to Australia, 13-10-60. What's a good, easy gift?
Yeah.
I don't want something that's just easy. I want something that's also good.
So we need some help from the people of Australia. Potentially some last-minute buyers who have done this before, who have been in this predicament before.
Yeah, if you're listening to the show and you like Nathan on your last-minute Christmas shoppers and you just leave it, last-minute, but I want something good and easy because it's got to be good because it's got to be heartfelt and it's also got to be easy because I've got a day.
I've got one that I often use.
Okay.
Scratchies. Scratchies are good. Producer Grace,
I hate getting scratchies.
Really? But the potential to win a lot more.
I don't get any joy out of scratching and I've never won anything.
Yeah, but one day you might.
But I won't.
You never
the
know
likelihood
that.
Of me winning is so slim. I'd rather just get $7 in a card.
Well, I better return your present then, don't I?
What about you, Producer Grace? What do you think's a good, easy last-minute gift?
My girlfriend's mum, she often, apparently she's done this for years. I didn't realise until we're now 4 years in. She apparently has a bunch of super generic gifts that she'll just wrap up and put under the tree. And once she realises who's there around Christmas, she'll just pop a little name tag on it and be like,
oh.
I got your present. It's usually a box of Ferrero shares, which I enjoy.
That's a good one. Ferrero shares.
That's a good one.
You love Ferrero shares too, don't
you? Yeah, that's like what people usually give me for Christmas, Ferrero shares. I love them.
What about like petrol vouchers?
Like just petrol, like a jerry can.
Yeah, straight petrol. Here's some unleaded E10, guys. Merry Christmas.
I'll get you $40.
All right, 131060, jump on the phone.
I wouldn't say no to that, by the way.
Petrol, no, it's good. It's good. Expensive. Yeah. 131060, what is a good, easy gift?
Summer Breakfast with Jimmy and Nate.
Yes. Happy hump day, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Just let the lady do her job, Nate.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, just... lady. It's my fault.
You're having a few issues with her this morning, aren't you?
Yeah, well, ever since I called her the little lady. I just feel like I've just been interrupting her all over the place.
Yeah, no.
I'll probably get an email.
Look, Dave, we're chatting. Christmas is Friday.
Yeah.
And you and I, we're last-minute Christmas shoppers. We usually shop Christmas Eve, and we sort of want some last-minute, good, easy gifts.
We put this stress on ourselves every single year, and we never learn.
No, it would be easy just to start shopping in November and get it done, but that's not how you and I operate.
No, we don't. And I always think, the thought does cross my mind in like around November, and I go, oh, early December, I'll get onto it. And it's always the 24th, and still done nothing. Yeah. And here we are again, asking Australia to save us. All right. Jenna from Albury, easy last-minute good gifts. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so I like to shop at Kmart. Mm. So they have like a lot of little Kringle type things.
Okay.
So like what I normally tend to go to is they've got like a wired head massager thing. Looks like... you've got a handle and then you've got like wired legs, so it sort of looks like a spider.
Yeah, so those things that you massage
the top of your head with.
Yes.
Oh, they are brilliant, Jenna. They are so...
But Jenna, okay, are you saying I get that for everyone in my life? Like I buy 12 of these things?
Oh, well, I mean, you know, you can never go wrong.
Okay. It's a great present. But Jenna, the thing is, so we do this every year. Can you renew it every year?
They're like different versions.
Is there an update? Is it kind of like an iPhone? Is there an update of the head massage thing every year?
Oh, look, I don't know if they do an update every year, but I know they have done an update from a normal hand, like the holder thing to a vibrating one.
Okay.
Sorry, Producer Grace is good to put a hand up.
Producer Grace would like...
You want the vibrating one, do you? Thank you, Jenna. All right. Well, I hope that was helpful.
Hopefully none of my family or friends are listening to the show because I know what I'm getting you.
Yeah, 12 head massages.
Yeah, maybe Kmart will do me a deal if I buy 12. Yeah,
and one vibrating one for Producer Grace.
Nath, we just asked 131060, what's a good, easy gift?
Yeah.
Because Christmas is Friday. You and I have done no shopping. We don't do any shopping to the last minute every year. We're Christmas Eve shoppers.
Yeah.
As you said, sometimes we are Boxing Day shoppers.
Yeah, because of the sales. Not idiots.
Yeah. It's cheaper if we wait a day.
When should we celebrate Christmas, guys? Let's go the 27th.
Yeah. I'm on daylight savings time or something.
Now, we just had a suggestion from Jenna, I believe. She said you can go to Kmart and get those head massager things, which is great. Got a call from Andrew in Wagga. Andrew, hey, mate, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Yourselves?
Going all right, Andrew. What's a good, easy / last minute gift?
Well, this one I can't take all the credit for, but my younger brother has got our old a 3-month subscription to Spotify Premium, but he's sold it as a gift by putting on a personalised playlist for mum and dad.
Oh, it's genius. It is genius.
That's good. That's, you know, I could also get people like... subscriptions to like Netflix or
anything
or Stan.
Or can't you go? I mean, Andrew, I don't know if you know this or Jim. Can't you go to like Woolies or something and they have those little voucher cards there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you're sitting there at the checkout too. You don't have to worry.
Yeah, so
on the end of the aisles.
Yeah. On the end of the aisles, mate. You just walk in and go straight to the checkout. You don't have to go anywhere.
Shopping, buy a hot chook the Savvy, and I can get some vouchers. I do like the personalised playlist as well. That's a good one. Because then
if your parents are anything like mine, just put on a few albums of ABBA, mate, and you're already halfway there. You've got 300 songs done.
Jimmy and Nathan. Yes.
How I did it again. I spoke over her. I've got to stop talking over her.
I'd say it real easy. Just let her do her thing.
Me and her, the voiceover lady for the Summer Breakfast Show, need to have a chat. We need to have a chat and just talk through things.
Yeah, you don't need to have a chat. You need to have a listen. Hmm? You open your ears.
I said listen.
She's trying to talk to you.
Because at the moment I'm hearing, but I'm not listening.
You're not. Yeah. And there's a clear difference.
Which
isn't
important.
That right, Producer Grace? It's a bit upsetting the way Nath behaved this morning.
It's so right. Yeah. A bit upsetting.
Sorry, guys. You know what? Put it in an email and I'll get back to it.
I'll get you some feedback after.
We'll chat after the show.
Yeah.
We've got some notes.
Jim, 2020, of course, has brought us a new working from home culture, as we all know. We did radio from home for a few weeks. There has been an increase in home office setups around Australia, as we all know. Well, because of this, a new home office chair has actually been released, and it's called the Genius Chair. There's a photo of it right there, producer Grace and Jimmy. The chair is basically a combination of a large exercise ball and a standard desk chair. It promises to boost energy levels and provide an active outlet for office workers.
So I'm gonna do my best, Nath, to describe this for the people listening to the show.
Go ahead.
So, all right, if you listen to the show, imagine an office chair. So you've got your wheelie bits at the bottom.
Yeah.
You've got your little, you know, plastic back support thing.
Mm.
So that's all there. But instead of the seat, they've placed a full-size gym ball where the seat would be.
Yeah.
So it's a gym ball with office wheels and an office back.
I'll be honest. There's a few people in our work office that either currently do or used to sit on exercise balls. A lot of people do it for their posture, don't they?
Yeah. Also, I believe it's for like core strength and stuff. It's supposed to be like a balance thing, but that chair kind of takes the balance out of it because you don't really have to balance
four
on
wheels.
That ball.
Well, get this. So the Genius office chair, the work from home office chair, as Jimmy just described. It is, guys. They're paying me. Cash for comment.
Is there a 10% discount code I can get from liking your Instagram or following you?
Type in Nath1 and swipe up. Guys, get some teeth whitening there too. It comes with an exercise guide to get you moving behind your desk. So I don't know what kind of exercises there are, but you can do certain things whilst you're on the Genius chair to ensure you're kind of getting your energy boost while you're doing your work. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I had back issues, which I've solved with Pilates. Mm. And if you want to get 10% off KX Pilates, but seriously, just slide in my DMs, we can make it happen. But before I did Pilates, I would go to the physio and I'd have bad, you know, this Nath, I'd just have really bad back problems.
Back issues, yeah.
One of my physios recommended sitting at home, if I was at home, sitting on an exercise ball because it activates your core, and if my core's stronger, it can look after my back. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't be bothered sitting on a ball.
Can't.
It rolls around. I'm lazy. I just want to sit in a chair.
I often work from bed. I'm real bad at that. I'll lie down and type on my laptop.
I need a chair with back support. You know what I mean? I hate sitting on stools. Sometimes we've sat on stools to do radio before. Very uncomfortably. Yeah. We've sat in beanbags to do radio before. Very uncomfortable.
We were hungover that day, though. So.
Yeah, no, that's true. It's more sleeping than radio.
Yeah.
But I feel like a lot of people, particularly working from home, they wouldn't have the normal office setup. You know, sometimes people working from home and they're sitting just on random things. You know what I mean? You might be sitting on a beanbag. You might be sitting on a stool. On the kitchen bench, outside on the grass. And that's what I want to know. 131060, jump on the phones right now. What do you sit on? Australia, what do you sit on? Obviously, we've been working from different places.
Are you looking for unusual things people sit on, or you looking for
these balls?
I mean, if someone
calls and says I sit on a chair, I'll be like, okay, great. Won't be the most interesting call, but you can call for that if you want.
You know, the thing of ask a question, get an answer. What do you sit on?
And I'm happy with that. I'm happy if you just sit on a chair, fine. Look, already people calling to tell us they're probably sitting on chairs because I've just put the green light up for that. But I would prefer unusual things. You know what I mean? So exercise balls, bean bags, maybe got something else you sit on. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sit in the ground.
Maybe you sit in the ground.
Maybe you work on the ground.
That's what, maybe you don't sit on anything. Maybe you're a stander. Maybe you stand the whole time. Wouldn't that just throw the question out the window, wouldn't it?
Or do you want to ask, what do you stand on?
I'm asking, what do you sit on? 131060.
Sorry, I'm the idiot.
Jim, we're just talking about a new home office chair that's been released. It's called the Genius Chair. It's an office chair that's designed to also keep you fit. Basically, you described it as a normal office chair, but instead of where you sit, there's a big exercise ball there. Yeah. Instead of
a seat, there is a big exercise ball.
Now, obviously, a lot of people have been working from home in non-office settings.
People
may not have the luxury of an office set up at home. So people are probably sitting on different things, which is why I've asked a simple question. 131060, what do you sit on? James from Victoria. G'day, James. How are you, mate?
Hey, mate, how are you?
Good, James. What do you sit on?
I sit on a rock.
You sit on a rock. Okay, yeah. Like a frog.
Sorry, a rock or the rock? Dwayne Johnson's
V-rock.
Just the rock.
Oh, you sit rock in your backyard.
A rock in your backyard. Now, do you do this while you're working, James?
Yeah, so I discover birds in the backyard.
Oh, and you... Sorry, you discover birds in the backyard.
Yeah.
So you're a bird watcher?
Yeah, bird watcher.
Bird watcher from the rock. Okay. I'll be honest, I didn't know that was going to be the first call, but I'm glad. It's going to be hard to beat.
You wanted interesting things, Nath, and we have a bird.
And people have delivered. A rock bird watcher. Jade from Newcastle, what do you sit on, Jade?
I sit on my driver's seat in the car.
You sit in the car. Now, obviously...
Is that like right now or...?
Yeah.
Yes, right now I'm in the car.
And so do you work from there, Jade?
I do. I'm a youth worker, so I do contact supervision and drive to Sydney most days.
Right. Okay. Now, do you kind of like just put the seat back and like leave the aircon on while you're on your laptop or something?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm doing right now.
Wow.
You got looking over the water.
Look, oh, beautiful.
So you bet your office view is wherever you want it to be.
Exactly.
Oh, how good would that be?
Yeah.
You know?
I'm still thrown by James the Birdwatcher on the rock, but this is...
Yeah, Jade, you're still second. all right, Kylie from the Central Coast. Kylie, what do you sit on?
I sit very comfortably on my bed.
On your bed, yeah. This is something producer Grace often does.
So you work from bed?
Yeah, I work from bed. I put my stable table there with a laptop on it and just, you know, relax and
away. A table over, like where if you're doing breakfast in bed kind of thing, Kylie.
Yeah, with the little legs that go down on the side and it's got enough space for the laptop and the mouse and it's all good.
Is it comfortable, Kylie? Because I just feel like if you're sitting on your bed, you're kind of, I don't know, sinking in, rocking around a little bit.
It's very comfortable. It does look a little bit weird for Zoom calls, but...
Do people know, or do you try and disguise, use one of those virtual backgrounds?
The bedhead's like one of those fabric ones, so it kind of looks like a lounge.
Oh, you got to design a bedhead.
Yeah, must be nice.
Doing all right. Jay from Bendigo, wrap things up. Jay, what do you sit on?
I'm a lazy person by nature, so just about everything. But my go-to at work is the wheelbarrow, the old construction recliner, mate.
Oh, the construction recliner.
Lay back.
Wait, what? You sit on a wheelbarrow? Like
that's
in,
right.
Like
in the wheelbarrow. It's one of the most comfortable things you'll ever do.
I've never sat in a wheelbarrow.
Oh, mate, you're not living.
Really?
Yeah.
How many hours are you sitting in a wheelbarrow without getting out, Jay?
Probably more than I should admit, but getting out pretty easy, mate.
Jay,
the old newspaper.
I've sat in the wheelbarrow before. How close are you with your colleagues? Has anyone managed to, you know, have you got them to go over here and just wheel you somewhere else to move?
There's been a few pranks, but nothing too major.
Jay, I'll be honest. I thought James was going to take the cake sitting on a rock, but you sitting on a wheelbarrow or sitting in a wheelbarrow, I think we found our winner.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a competition.
Round of applause, but it was.
It was a secret competition, Jay. And, mate, that was a really good place to be sitting.
Nath, we're filling in all around Australia for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
This is our first week, and we thought we got a bit of time on our hands after the show. You know, it's that time of year. No one's here in the office. Everyone's gone home, celebrating Christmas, New Year's.
Kind of got a bit of freedom, don't we?
Yeah, you're here, I'm here, it's Jimmy, and producer Grace, you're here as well.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd try and land a big fish. So on a Monday show we asked, we said, who do you want us to go after? What celebrity do you want us to go after and try and get in the show?
Mm.
Now, we did figure out a top three, and those were Beyonce, Zac Efron, and Russell Coit.
Yeah.
Okay, Glenn Robbins.
Which we were surprised about, but that's what the people wanted.
These were the most popular responses.
Mm.
So we made a top three. Then from that top three, we put it up again. And we said, hey, we've got this top three. Who do you want? So we're going to announce now on the show who we're going after, who we want to try and get in the show before the end of the 3 weeks. Now we'll go 3, 2, 1. It's a good way to go.
Yeah, sure.
So let's chat about coming in third, Beyonce.
What's up? This is Beyonce.
Yeah. Surprising because she's probably the biggest fish of those three. I mean, if you had to...
She's probably the biggest celebrity out there.
If you put them in an aquarium, she would take up most of the aquarium.
Yeah, she'd need her own tank.
She would need her own tank, really.
I think maybe she's too big in that she doesn't have like a connect. People are just like, you know what? She's like celestial being. Like she's not even on
real.
This. Yes.
That's true. That's
so
true.
I understand that.
Yeah,
I get that.
When you put it that way, I kind of get to, yes, she's a big fish, but is she the fish that the people of Australia want to hear?
It's like going to hunt for the Loch Ness Monster.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, is it even real? Can we even catch this imaginary, legendary fish?
Is it too ridiculous?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that it was one of those scenarios.
Well, maybe that's why no one really voted for Beyonce.
Mm. Yeah.
Because they don't have faith in us.
Well, yeah, true.
Just say the other thing that Grace said.
I kind of don't have faith in us.
The Grace thing is really lovely, what she said. Coming in at number two, Zac Efron.
I'm Zac Efron.
Yeah. It was very close between one and two, I'll say that. No, I'm actually lying. Number one was,
yeah,
there was a huge space between one and two. Yeah, no one wanted Zac as well.
I wanted Zac.
Personally.
I'll take Zac every day of the week. You know what I mean? Yeah, well, he's in the country at the moment, much more achievable.
Does have a mullet at the moment. Maybe that's, you know, dimmed his shine a little.
No, I think that's, I thought
the mullet.
I like the mullet. Have you seen the mullet?
Yeah, mate? People like the mullet.
I don't. I wouldn't say no.
Mate, but... I don't care what his hairstyle is. He's still Zac Efron.
He'd be bald.
Yeah.
I'd still give it a red hot crack. Well, look, that means that the big fish that the Jimmy Nath and producer Grace show is going after Now, we recorded something this morning before the show, producer Grace, Nathan and I, because we knew who we were going after. This is our big fish.
Let's go, coin up. Got us feeling him, coin up. We don't know where he is, but we want him. Yeah, we're wishing. We're so coin up.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
It's Russell Coyne, guys. We're going after him. The big fish that Australia wants is Russell Coyne. Of course, Glenn Robbins, All Aussie Adventures.
Yeah.
A stalemate for Australian TV.
Yeah, the three of us are coit up with Russ. That was something we knocked together before the show. Shout out to our audio guy, Kabaki.
Yeah, Koobs.
Koobs knocked that one out for us. Producer Grace, some great singing from there.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Do you want to hear it again? It's coit up.
We're so coit up. Got us feeling him coit up. We don't know where he is, but we want him. Yeah, we're wishing. We're so coit up.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
Yeah, we want you, Russell.
So
shout out to Usher for letting us use that too.
Yeah, we actually got in contact with Usher, but no one wanted him on the show. So.
Jim, with international travel, of course, on the back burner due to COVID-19, as we all know, restrictions. 43% of Australians, get this, are planning to take a road trip holiday this summer. Makes sense. You want to go and see your backyard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Beautiful parts of the world.
It is. There's so much to see in this great country of ours.
And we don't do it enough.
No, we don't do it enough. I know a lot of people were a little spanner in the works with what's going on in New South Wales.
Yeah.
So people can't drive through there, but there's still, you can drive in your own state.
Plenty of other parts, yeah. 56% of those aged between 25 and 34. How about this? They are planning a road trip holiday before the end of Feb. So people want to get on it. People want to get on it and get out and see the beautiful land that we live in. And because of this, a list of Australia's favourite road trip songs have actually been collated. So I've got the top six here. Coming in at number six, Rihanna. Shut Up and Drive. They're all kind of drive-related songs. So there's a difference. Grace, you and I spoke about this yesterday. There's a difference between a karaoke song and a road trip song.
Both need huge singability.
Yep.
But you can theme it a little bit.
Of course. Number five on the list, Mustang Sally, Tom Jones. Number four on the list, Great Southern Land by Icehouse. This one, which is a banger as you're driving.
You're driving around this Great Southern Land. Feeling it, seeing
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Number three on the list, which, Jim, I believe is your favourite, is I'm Gonna Be by The Proclaimers.
Just a...
you love this one.
Yeah, I've listened to this on repeat in the car, driving places. Just a bit. Because, it comes around again. You know what I mean?
And it's very much a driving feeling, and people in the car can be part of it. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da. You know what I mean? It's a good, like, if you're travelling with the family or friends.
As Grace said, singability.
Singability
in that. Yeah.
Number two on the list, and this doesn't surprise me, Highway to Hell, Akadaka. It's a classic. It's a classic driving song.
Another driving. What was number five?
Number five on the list was Mustang Sally, Tom Jones. Mustang
car
Sally?
Car related.
Car related again.
They're all car driving related.
Now, I'll be honest, number one kind of surprised me a little bit. Now, I don't have the actual version, which was voted number one. It's On the Road Again, Willie Nelson. Now, I've got the Canned Heat version.
Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I've never heard this version before in my life.
I'm assuming this isn't the one.
I don't think
it's that one.
The person singing, or
that's not it. I think it's On the Road Again.
Can't wait to get on the road again.
Yeah, that's the one.
Just quickly, what's that? The Canned Heat version.
That's Canned Heat.
I want you to play it again in a sec. But I want you both. Does this person's singing sound like they're singing, or does it sound like they're mimicking a car horn? Have a listen. I'm on the road again.
I just wonder if it's equally as popular. The Canned Heat version.
This one's not on my list.
Grace, your song, your driving song?
An absolute classic, Celine Dion, I Drove All Night.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one. It's a banger. It's a classic. Of course this is a fan favourite.
I've never heard this song.
Oh, Jimmy, do yourself a favour and listen to this song.
Listen to her. Listen to her belt it out.
Weird that I've never heard this song.
Now, mine is also a big fan favourite. Surprised it didn't make the top six. This is Nate's favourite. 1,000 Miles, Vanessa Carlton. It's a classic road trip song.
A lot of singability in this as well.
It is, and also actions, because in the film, in White Chicks, he does the actions. That's what it's called, isn't it? Watches?
Yeah, no, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't know that was where you were going.
Yeah, that's he does the actions, you know what I mean?
Well, of the piano.
Of the
playing.
Piano.
Not where you're driving, though.
No.
No, he's in
passengers
the passenger seat.
Only.
Yeah, passengers only. Passengers only, obviously, or if you're in the back seat, or if you're safely pulled over. Do the actions, guys. Play a fake piano. But here's what we want to do. 13.
Because it's in the classic film, White Chicks.
13, 10, 60. Jump on the phones right now. The question is, what is your go-to road trip song? Is it one of the ones we've already played? Is there another one in there? Australia, jump on the phone. We are all road tripping this summer. 13, 10, 60. What is your go-to road trip song? 13, 10, 60. What is your go-to road trip song? This is, of course, with international travel on the back burner because of COVID-19. 43% of Australians planning to take a road trip holiday this summer. Now, we just spoke about our favourites. This is your go-to road trip song. The Proclaimers.
I never get sick of this song. You just stick it on repeat and just keep driving.
Mine's Vanessa Carlton. And then producer Grace, of course, Celine Dion.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That was my
fault. That's enough.
Yeah. We've heard it.
I'd never heard it before.
Yeah. Well, him.
Is this? Sure.
Celine Dion.
Oh.
She'll get angry at you. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones and find out Australia's favourite road trip songs. Joe from Mildura. Joe, what is your go-to road trip song?
My go-to song is Shotgun.
Ah, George Ezra.
Yes.
It's a banger, Joe. How often are you getting it on when you're road tripping?
Oh, we love the song. And my dog especially, he calls Shotgun every time.
Did you say your dog?
Yeah, my dog.
What kind of dog you got?
He's like a miniature dingo.
A mini dingo in the front seat.
A mini dingo.
Right, okay. Yeah. And does he bob along to George Ezra?
Oh, he loves the song Shotgun. That's his song.
That's his song.
Okay. Well, there you go. Dogs love George Ezra.
Yeah. No, small dingoes.
Oh, sorry, small dingo. Dingoes do. All right, Angie from Coffs Harbour. Hi, Angie. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you.
Angie, what's your go-to road trip song?
Leave a Light On, Belinda Carlisle.
Oh. Yeah, producer Grace is dancing in the booth outside. Why Belinda Carlisle, Angie?
She's got the classics, and when you're on a girl's road trip, you've got to belt it out.
You do. Yeah.
Angie, I think producer Grace wants to join you on a girl's road trip. She's giving us the nod right now.
If you go on a road trip, Angie, producer Grace is coming with it.
No worries.
As long as you're happy with some Celine Dion in there too, Angie.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, there you go. You've got yourself a road trip, buddy. All right, Derek from Coffs Harbour, wrap things up for us, Derek. What is your go-to road trip song, bud?
Oh, it's got to be Life is a Highway by Tom Cochrane.
Oh, shit. This, top three for me.
I actually might take that.
Top one.
Yeah, I reckon you might be right, mate. I think I regret saying The Proclaimers. I totally blanked on this song.
Yeah, now I kind of want to change. I mean, no disrespect to Vanessa Carlton. She does great work.
Life is a Highway.
It's just so relevant. Derek, will you have it on in a suburban street or do you save it for all highways?
Just anywhere.
Just anywhere.
Up there on the playlist. Yeah. And while you're at it, over the break, just watch Cars because it's in there too. It's just good.
Oh, just watch Cars before you go on a road trip? Hey, mate, I'll tell you what, you're full. All right, Grace is going with Angie, but Jimmy and I, we're going to come with you, Derek. Jim, we've just been asking 13, 10, 60, what is your go-to road trip song? Of course, with 43% of Australians planning to take a road trip holiday this summer. We've got a few more. Danica from Albury. Hi, Danica. How are you?
Hello. Good, thank you.
Danica, I believe you have two road trip songs.
I do.
Okay. Give us the first one.
So the one for the family trip is Steeler's Wheel, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Oh, okay. It's a good one. How big's your family, Danica?
Yeah, well, I was one of three kids, and as you know, I was always in the middle, so.
Oh, were you the little one, Danica?
I was the middle. Middle in the middle.
Middle in the middle. Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Were you talking like the little child, Nath, or just physical stature in nature?
No, physical stature. Yeah, that's right, because they often put the smallest one in the middle.
In the middle.
Like if producer Grace, myself, and Jimmy are in the back of the car. Oh, both of you are kind of the same size.
We'd put you in the middle, Nath.
Well, that just wouldn't make sense. That would just be a silly option to put the big chicken fillet in the middle. Danica, have you got a second song?
I do. So when you're driving solo, I guess, Incubus Drive.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think it's so fitting for the COVID right now as well. Whatever tomorrow brings, right?
Oh, Danica.
Yeah, Danica, that's good.
Yeah.
So appropriate for the year of 2020.
Mate, well said, yeah. Danica. Get her out of the middle seat, mate. Put her in the front. You should be driving. Yeah. You should be driving, Danica. Thank you very much. All right, Stephanie. Stephanie from Hobart. Hey, Steph, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
We're going all right, Steph. Wrap all this up for us. What is your go-to driving song?
Hey, I have to say they've got all great suggestions, but I have to say 5 minutes and 55 seconds of Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, it gets you through half your road trip, really.
Steph,
around Tasmania, absolutely. 5 minutes and 55 seconds will get you a lot of places.
Yeah, that'll get you to Launceston from Hobart.
Lonnie and back, and Lonnie again, and then back to Hobart again. Steph, I think you're right. This is the ultimate sing-along song. I believe Nathan and I were recently driving back from Launceston, and we were singing it. Remember? With Tubes,
that's
our friend.
Right. Steph,
we didn't even. Steph, we didn't even have it playing. Nathan and I and Tubes were just singing it from memory.
Steph, do you know?
Please tell me you were actually doing the actions as well.
Well, I was driving, so my hands were at 10 and 2 on the wheel.
But I tell you what, in the passenger seat, I was going nuts, Steph, with the actions. Do you know all the actions and all the words, Steph?
I certainly won't be doing that on the radio, but yeah, in private, absolutely.
All right, well, you've already answered my next question, haven't you? Can you build it on the radio?
No.
Come on,
after
Steph.
Not singing
after
night shift.
Night shift. Yeah. Otherwise, she definitely would have.
Yeah, so, I mean, are you working on the night shift tomorrow, Steph?
No.
Okay, 131060, give us a call.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.